Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a dark side rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Not a cheesy effect, not a random reversal slapped on top. We're creating a tight, phrase-based pullback that feels intentional, controlled, and heavy enough to earn the drop. A rewind moment is that short tug backward you hear right before a drop, a fill, or section change. In drum and bass, especially darker styles, it works because the track suddenly loses a bit of balance, then snaps forward with more force. That contrast is everything. If your arrangement never breathes, the drop has nothing to push against. But if you create even a split second of negative space, the next bar feels bigger, meaner, and more focused. Why this works in D&B is simple. The genre lives on strong 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing. So when you place a rewind at the end of a phrase, it feels like part of the language of the track. It bends expectation without breaking the groove. That's the key. Start by working on a duplicate phrase, not on your whole track. Take an 8-bar or 16-bar section where the drums and bass are already working, and duplicate it so you can edit safely. For most beginners, the best place is right at the end of a phrase, like the final bar before the drop or before a second drop switch-up. That way the rewind lands where the listener already expects change. Now decide what actually gets rewound. You've got two choices. You can rewind the full mix, which is more obvious and DJ style, or you can rewind a focused element like the snare, a vocal chop, a bass stab, or a drum fill. For beginner mixing, the focused approach is usually stronger. It keeps the low end under control and sounds more professional in a heavy D&B context. If your source is auto, split or cut the clip at the phrase end. If it's MIDI, duplicate the clip and edit only the notes you want in the rewind section. Keep the most recognizable part of the groove involved, but don't drag the whole sub through the effect unless you really know what you're doing. Reversed sub can get muddy fast. The easiest move is to take a short slice, usually the last half bar, one bar or just the final hit or two, and reverse it. In Ableton, that gives you the classic sucking back motion. Half a bar gives you subtle tension. One bar gives you a clear rewind. Two bars is usually too much unless the arrangement has serious room to breathe. What to listen for here is shape. The reversed slice should sound like it's being pulled backward into the stop. If it becomes a blurry wash with no edge, the slice is too long or too bass heavy. Keep the sub separate if possible, or at least leave the deepest low end alone and let the upper mids and transient do the dramatic work. Now comes the tighten part, and this matters a lot. A rewind moment is strongest when it's disciplined. Zoom in and trim the clip so the rewind begins exactly where it should. Sometimes nudging the start 10 to 30 milliseconds earlier gives it a sharper snap. Sometimes keeping the final stop lock to the grid makes the whole thing feel more deliberate. If you want a slightly rougher dark side vibe, you can let the reversed hit sit a hair late, but keep it controlled. This is a big beginner trap. If the timing is loose, the rewind sounds accidental. If it's too perfect and rigid, it can feel robotic. You want that controlled tension in the middle, tight, but still alive. Now let's shape the motion with stock Ableton tools. Two chains work really well. The first is echo, reverb, and utility. Echo gives you a short smear or repeat. Reverb adds a brief sense of space. Utility can narrow the stereo width or pull the level down if the effect gets messy. Keep the echo feedback low, somewhere around 10 to 25%. Keep the reverb short, not a giant wash. If the tail starts covering the drop, back it off. What to listen for? The effect should feel like the sound is being swallowed inward, not like it's floating off into space. The second useful chain is auto filter, saturator, and utility. Auto filter can close the sound down as it approaches the stop. Saturator adds grit and darkens the transition. Utility can mono the tail or reduce width if needed. A little drive goes a long way. Usually 1 to 4 dB is plenty. This is a great option if you want the rewind to feel more underground and less flashy. And here's another key point. Keep the sub under control during the rewind. If the low end keeps rumbling straight through, the moment loses punch. You can automate your bass bus EQ, dip the sub track a few dB, or low pass the bass temporarily. Then restore it immediately on the downbeat after the rewind. That return is what makes the drop hit. Why this works in D&B is because kick and sub are the foundation. If the rewind tramples that space, the next bar won't feel as dangerous. You want the listener to feel a clean reset, not low-end chaos. At this point you need to choose between a hard stop and a rolling stop. A hard stop cuts the drums and bass almost completely, leaving the rewind moment exposed. That's brutal, dark, and very DJ-friendly. A rolling stop keeps a little top loop or hat movement alive, so the transition feels more like a controlled skid than a blackout. For rollers and neuro-leaning material, rolling stop can feel more musical. For a savage dark side drop, hard stop can absolutely smash. What to listen for here is whether the transition feels connected. If the stop is so hard that the section feels disconnected from the track, add a tiny bit of room tail or top loop texture. If it never fully clears, tighten it more. The balance is in the middle. One more important point. Always check the rewind in full context. Don't judge it in solo. A rewind can sound amazing by itself and still fight the kick, snare, and bass when everything plays together. Put the full groove around it and listen like a club system would. That's where you find out whether it's actually working. A strong arrangement example might be 16 bars of main groove, then a final one bar rewind, then a beat of near silence or strip texture, then the drop returns with more weight. You can also use the technique before a second drop variation, so the rewind acts like a reset between two versions of the track. That gives the arrangement an arc, which is exactly what you want in DNB. And don't just automate volume, automate feeling. Close a filter. Open a tiny bit of reverb. Increase echo wetness on the last hit only. Narrow the width on the stop. Keep these moves small and readable. Overdoing it can sound dramatic in solo, but weak in the full mix. If the rewind already feels right, print it, bounce it, consolidate it, commit it to audio. Seriously, this is one of those moments where endless tweaking can waste a lot of time. Once the timing, phrase length, and energy feel right, lock it in and move on. In DNB, that kind of commitment keeps the track moving forward. A few pro tips will make this hit harder. If your source is too clean, dirtied it a little before reversing it. A touch of saturator or drum bus style crunch can make the rewind more aggressive. If you want a more underground feel, rewind only the top rhythm layer and leave the sub nearly untouched except for a quick dip. And if your bass is a moving reese or mid-bass, try freezing that motion during the rewind so it feels more menacing and less playful. Another strong move is to use the rewind like a call and response. Let the main groove speak, then let the rewind answer. That works beautifully in darker rollers, where space matters as much as impact. The listener feels the phrase reset, and the next bar comes back with authority. A couple of mistakes to avoid. Don't rewind too much low end. Don't make the rewind too long. Don't bury the drop under a giant reverb tail. Don't place it randomly in the middle of a phrase. And don't overuse it. One or two strong rewinds in a track are usually far more effective than putting one everywhere. So here's the recap. A dark side rewind in Ableton Live 12 is a short, phrase-based pullback that creates tension before a drop or transition. Build it on a duplicated phrase. Keep it short. Tighten the timing. Protect the sub. Shape it with simple stock tools like echo, reverb, auto filter, saturator, and utility. Then test it in context with drums and bass, because that's where the real decision gets made. If the next bar feels more dangerous, more focused, and more inevitable, you've nailed it. Now go build two versions. Make one rewind aggressive and obvious. Make the other one tighter and more subtle. Put them at different phrase boundaries. Listen to which one makes the drop feel bigger, and keep the one that serves the track best. That's the real win. Nice work. Keep it tight. Keep it dark. And let the drop hit like it means something.